Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brooklyn punks, Queens, and Staten, from the Battery to the top of Manhattan, Asian, Middle Eastern, and Latin, Black, White, New York, you make it happen.
L-I-E, the B-Q-E, hippies at the band show with the
Beastie Boys, loving up New York, and we're opening up the phone lines now. Not to ask you for money, but for a deceptively simple request. Your favorite place in the tri-state area. It can be in the five boroughs or in New Jersey or Connecticut or wherever your favorite place is in the tri-state. For some of you, this will be easy. You know where you love. For others, this might take a little bit of thinking. The one you want to share with everybody else. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC. That's our on-air line, 212-433-9692, and you could give us secret places, quiet places, or loud places, whatever it is, your favorite places. And why today? Well, joining me now to take your calls is Gerald Brunner. She's an entertainment journalist who has put together a book of favorite New York City places for over 300 notable New Yorkers. It's called My City, My New York, Famous New Yorkers Share Their Favorite Places. Gerald, welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the book is divided into different sections, one for secret spaces, one for places to eat and drink, one for nocturnal New York, then shopping, good walks, and others like museums and bridges, et cetera. And then there's an entire section on Central Park. Yes. So we noticed that Alex Rodriguez loves Central Park, and so does Kelly Ripa and Tina Fey, Bette Midler, and J.J. French from Twisted Sister, as well as dozens of others. Is Central Park the bottom line people's choice?
I think absolutely it is. What happened was when I put together the book and started asking people about their favorite places, New York, Central Park came up over and over again, and I realized I had to devote an entire chapter to the park because there are just so many magical places there. And even I found, even when somebody described the exact same place, it was always different. It's almost like you're going to Notre Dame at different times of the day to see how the light hits it. Central Park's different all the time.
And sure enough, before I mentioned that Central Park, you know, seemed to be the most popular single site listed in the book, a lot of people are calling in with Central Park. So let's just take a few of them real quick. Paul in Brooklyn, you're singling out the Sheep Meadow. How come?
Sheep's Meadow is a perfect place for a kind of eclectic type of physical activities. I'm a freestyle frisbee player, have been playing there since 1981. We have a gathering of freestylers called All-Star Thursdays, and it's basically my second home. It is that iconic view of the Central Park South skyline that you see in all of the pictures that people take of Central Park. It's always that same shot. And
great.
To be in that place, it's kind of magical. And generally speaking, folks are just really nice. And I could go on and on.
And nicely described. Paul, thank you very much. We'll look for your freestyling out there. And Sue in Harlem wants to mention the conservatory garden in Central Park. Right, Sue?
Yes, I do.
Because?
It is absolutely beautiful. In the spring, the flowers are amazing. It's peaceful. There's beautiful sculpture. It's not really as crowded as it should be. There's gardens. It's just a gem in the middle of New York that somehow has remained relatively undiscovered, as far as I can tell.
It absolutely is, and I completely agree with you. And maybe it's because of its location over there about 105th Street on the east side. There's no subway that goes right there.
Don't tell.
I call it my secret garden.
Sue, thank you very much. You do, Gerald?
Yes. And the Sheep Meadow is my outside office. I work out there a lot. I find I'm more creative as a writer when I go out to the Sheep Meadow and work under a tree.
Gerald Brunner, editor of My City, My New York. Famous New Yorkers share their favorite places. And everybody, we're asking for your favorite places anywhere in the tri-state, 212-433-WNYC. And Will Shortz is also joining us now, editor of the New York Times Crossword Puzzle and, of course, the puzzle master for our own weekend edition Sunday. Hi, Will.
Hey there.
So you're represented in this book, and you chose A ping pong place.
Yeah, have you been there? It's Spin.
I haven't been to that one. You know, I actually do play once in a while at the one on 100th Street.
Yeah, Wang Chen's Club. That's right? Nice. The Spin on 23rd Street just opened a year or two ago. They have about 16 tables. It's a bar, restaurant, and they have ping pong. You can be at any skill level, from beginner on up to top people. My favorite time to go there is Friday night. They have something called the Dirty Dozen Tournament. They have 12 of the top table tennis players in the New York area play off for $500 or $1,000. You know, you get a beer, you get a drink, whatever, and you're just feet away, several feet away from watching top-level table tennis.
I didn't realize until I read your thing in the book what a complete table tennis fanatic you are.
Yes. Well, last night I just played for my 70th consecutive day. So
wow.
That gives you an indication.
And according to what it says in the book, you, on average, play a couple of hours every day?
Yeah, it's a great workout. I love it because it's fast. It gives you a great workout. You meet interesting people. And I love the geometry of the game.
All right. Will Shorts, great to hear from you.
Thanks a lot.
Spin, the table tennis place. Any other kind of unusual sports venues come up in this book, Gerald, if anything comes to mind?
Well, you know, in terms of outside venues, so many people adore the Hudson River Park along the river. And there's a really, Matthew Broderick loves to ride along the river, that path, all the way up to a little red lighthouse. A lot of people don't realize that there's a little red lighthouse right under the George Washington Bridge. And even going up, riding from Battery Park all the way up to where the George Washington is, it's so diverse. You know, each section is sort of like its own little country, if you will. Yeah, there's the beautiful view, the majestic view of New Jersey and the rugged cliffs on the other side. So that was one spot that people, and also there's a pier in Red Hook, Valentino Pier, and there's a beach there. So people talk about doing outside activities there. I've lived in the city since the 80s. I never knew there was a beach in Red Hook.
That's a
so
great one.
Knows.
A great one.
Yeah.
And how about this in Queens? David in Broad Channel. You're on WNYC. Hi, David.
Hi, Brian.
So your favorite secret place?
Jamaica Bay. Absolutely. You know, there's not too many places in New York City where you can interact with the natural world. You know, right now we've got the birds migrating through and everything else, and it just seems a million miles away, but it's still within New York City.
Thank you very much. And similarly, Connie on our webpage from New Jersey writes, I discovered the Meadowlands Environmental Center this summer in Hudson County, a wonderful spot tucked in the middle of the Meadowlands, bordered by the New Jersey Turnpike. Last weekend it was full of great egrets, ruddy ducks, and migrating birds of many kinds. So another environmental spot. Joining us on the phone right now is J.J. French, who you may know as the guitarist from Twisted Sister, also founder of the Pink Burst Project, which is a good cause for which J.J. French works. J.J., welcome to WNYC.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You want to tell people real quick what the Pink Burst Project is?
Well, the Pink Burst Project is a fundraising project to bring money and awareness to a disease called uveitis, which is the leading cause of blindness among girls in America, probably the third leading cause of blindness around the world. Mm. It's, to make a really simple description, it's like arthritis of the eyes. It's where your eyes think they're being attacked, and so the white blood cells kind of gather on the lens and fog it up, and eventually you lose your vision. So my daughter came down with this. It's idiopathic in her case, although it's part of the rheumatoid arthritis school of diseases. Mm. And I decided to get really active in it last year and try to bring awareness to it. So I designed some custom-made guitars and amplifiers using the world's largest companies, Gibson, Marshall, Fender, et cetera, et cetera. Convinced them all to make one-of-a-kind pieces in which were all auctioned off to raise money for the foundation. And there's only one real research hospital in the world for this disease, and that's in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And we raised $130,000 and just gave a check to the foundation a couple of weeks ago.
That's great, and I'm glad we had a minute for you to get that information out on a disease that probably most of our listeners have never heard of. So as to your favorite places in New York, you're in this book a couple of times.
You know, I'm a lifelong New Yorker. I was born on the slimy piece of bedrock. I was born on 24th Street and East 24th, and I grew up on the Upper West Side. My parents moved up there in 58 when West Side Story was being filmed and the exteriors, Lincoln Center was being built. And so I love the city. I absolutely love it. I mean, I've been to 33 countries, but being here, walking around my neighborhood, the West Side especially, there are so many things that are great. One of my favorite places, which you can no longer get access to from what I understand, is the Bell Tower at Riverside Church, which they've completely shut down, which is one of the more secret and wonderful things you could do is walk above those majestic bells and actually get a view outside on the precipice of the church. You can't do that anymore, but having said that, Riverside Drive, Riverside Park is this kind of sanctuary for New Yorkers, which most tourists never go to. And I guess Bloomberg, or whoever it was who decided, let's spend $1 zillion fixing it up, has done a remarkable job. The bike path, which now extends on the other side of the West Side Highway, so you're actually basically on the river, has this beautiful extension going down south of 90th Street. The pier that extends out into the middle of the Hudson on 70th Street is phenomenal. It sunsets during the summertime. The promenade from 70th Street on down to 59th Street, which had been under construction for years, is now open, and it's like a private it is an astoundingly beautiful, basically private section. You don't see tourists there. You just walk around. You go, wow, someone spent $30 or $40 million, so I can enjoy this.
All right. A little counterintuitive. People may not have thought that J.J. French, the guitarist from Twisted Sister, would have come on talking about all the bucolic spots.
Well, we need something to repair ourselves from the, from the institutional deafness that we provide our fans.
That's right. There you go. Repair the hearing. Thanks a lot for chiming in on this. We really appreciate it.
I love the city, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, J.J. French. As we continue with Cheryl Brunner, editor of the book. She's going to be doing a book signing tonight, by the way, at the Pierre Hotel, starting at 9 o'clock. At the 2E Bar at the Pierre, as we talk about her book, My City, My New York, famous New Yorkers share their favorite places, and John in Manhattan shares his. Hi, John.
Hi, Brian.
What you got?
I got the Chinese Scholars Garden in the Snug Harbor Cultural Center on Staten Island.
Staten Island gets a shout-out. Describe it in 15 seconds.
It is an incredibly meditative and beautiful Chinese garden that was built by Chinese artisans in the late 90s. It's an incredibly peaceful and beautiful space, and one that is rare and hidden and not known, but it's incredibly beautiful.
Thank you very much. And Eileen in Summit has one in the Bronx, right, Eileen?
My favorite place in New York City is the Wave Hill Gardens. It was a former Roosevelt estate, and it has majestic views of the Hudson River, sculpture gardens, fabulous gardens, rolling fields, and it's tucked away in the Riverdale section of the Bronx. And my husband and I, when we were undergrads, would go there to study, and that's where we got engaged.
Oh,
so
that's
it's just
great.
A magical place.
Personal connection, and it is a magical place. Thank you. Julie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julie. Julie. Is that Julie?
My favorite place is Madison Square Garden. That's because I... Hello?
Yes, you're going right for the jugular here. No hidden, peaceful hideaway for you.
I love Madison Square Garden because I grew up in the city with the Knicks, the greatest team ever, with Walt Frazier, Dave DeBuscher, Willis Reed. So it's got fantastic memories, and I just hope the transformation is what it lives up to be, and that the NBA gets off that stupid strike and they start playing.
That's right. And this the current Knicks are kind of fun, too, though they haven't won anything yet. Gerald, David Wright from the Mets listed the Garden in your book, right?
Yes, absolutely. I wanted the Mets and the Yankees represented. I even have Tom Seaver, but he talked about the Garden and that it's kind of nice for him to take a break sometimes from...
I love the Tom Seaver entry, by the way. Do you know he once came on the show years ago and talked about exactly the same thing? When he was on the road as a ball player, you play mostly night games. What are you going to do in the daytime before before you go to work. And he went to the art museums in every major league city in America. And the other players thought, you know, who is this nerd Seaver? Of course, he pitched his way to macho cred anyway.
Yeah.
But then it came up again in your book that he would take, you know, take his teammates to the art museums, and they would think he was weird. So I love that. All right, give us one more. We're running out of time. Any one of your choice. You got one?
Sure. You know, one of my favorites is Patricia Field, who is the costume designer of Sex and the City and Ugly Betty. She has fuchsia hair. So I would ask you, where do you think she would pick? What place would she pick? Well, she picked the Pathmark on Delancey Street, which is one of my favorites. Which I just thought, because it has free parking and a very diverse neighborhood, so she can pick up a variety of different food when she's there. She gets free parking like the suburbs. To load up her car. So maybe afterwards she goes to some crazy club or great secondhand store. But there this is she the, is at
this,
the Pathmark.
This is the definition of luxury when you live in Manhattan. A supermarket with wide enough aisles to get the cart through.
There you go.
So Gerald Brunner, an entertainment journalist, has put together a book of favorite New York City places for over 300 notable New Yorkers called My City, My New York. Famous New Yorkers share their favorite places. And she's doing a book signing tonight, if you're interested, at the Pierre Hotel at 9 o'clock at their 2E bar. This was a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Twisted what?
Say you pay a New York City.